This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and around 1.4 million Australians over the age of 45 have a high risk of having a heart attack or stroke. Do you know if you're one of them? And if you don't, do you know how to check if you are? I'm joined this morning by Imelda Lynch, CEO of Heart Foundation SANT. How are you this morning, Imelda?
I'm really good, thanks, Jordan.
So how do we know if we are actually at risk of having a heart attack or stroke?
Yeah, so there's no one single cause for heart disease or stroke, but we know that there's several risk factors that will increase your chance of developing it or having a heart attack or a stroke. So the things that we can change are having high blood pressure or high cholesterol, smoking, being overweight or obese, not getting enough physical activity is a big one, and also having diabetes. But there's a couple of other things that we can't change, and one of those is whether we've got a family history of heart disease. And we say you've got a family history if your parents or your grandparents, one of those had a heart attack or a stroke before the age of 60, probably means that you've got a strong family history, and so the risk of heart disease is in your genes. The other thing that you can't do anything about that increases your risk is as you age. So as you get older, you're more likely to have a heart attack or a stroke. So what we're really needing people to do is look at those factors that we can change, because we know the more risks you have, the greater your chance. So if you just have high cholesterol, your risk is, it's there, but it's lower. But if you have high cholesterol and you smoke, you double your chance. And if you're overweight as well, you triple your chance. So the more risk factors, the more the chances that you'll have a heart attack or a stroke.
Mm. So even if we're not feeling like our hearts are about to give out on us, we're about to have a stroke or a heart attack, we feel pretty much healthy completely. If we do fall into some of those risk categories, should we be getting checked for, our potential for these incidents?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Heart Foundation is encouraging everybody who's 45 years and over, men and women, to make an appointment with their GP and have a heart health check. And so the GP will run through a series of some blood tests and a lot of questions, and they put that through an algorithm, and it will actually determine your risk of having a heart attack or stroke within the next 5 years. So that's a really important thing to do. And for our Indigenous Australians, if you're Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander, unfortunately, the risk is much earlier for those people, so they need to be checking in with their GP at 30 years of age.
Oh, wow. So it's 45 isn't exactly an old age either, but I guess it's just better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah, so there's really good information and data to suggest that that's the age bracket now that your risk increases. And we know that if you can get treatment for your high cholesterol and your high blood pressure, we can actually prevent tens of thousands of future heart attacks and strokes. So if you don't know what your blood pressure and cholesterol is, get to your GP and find out if you're in those age groups.
And we've talked about the heart age calculator that's available on the Heart Foundation website. Just wouldn't mind giving us a refresher on how it works.
Yeah, sure. So this is something that you can do. You just log into the heart age calculator on the Heart Foundation website, and you put in the information that you know about yourself, so your age, your family history of heart disease. If you know your blood pressure, pop that in. If you know your cholesterol, etc. Ask you a series of questions, what your weight and height is. And then that there's a calculation that's done that will actually tell you what your heart age is versus what your chronological or your real age is. And we're urging people to do that because that's a really simple little test that you can do at home. And if your heart age is more than your actual age, then there's a reasonable predictor that maybe you are at risk of a heart attack or stroke. So again, hoping that that will motivate people to get to their GP and have that test.
Mm. And if the result of that test shows that we are at risk of a heart event, heart attack or stroke, what kind of changes should we be making to our daily routines?
Yeah, so in fact, not long ago we surveyed 1,300 people 10 weeks after they'd used that calculator at home, and almost half had been to see their GP. So we're really encouraged by people using the calculator as a motivation to get to your doctor. 75% of people said they'd had their blood pressure checked, and more than half had had their cholesterol checked and checked to see whether they were diabetic or not. In terms of the lifestyle changes, half those people said they'd actually already lost some weight, and more than 60% had started to walk and increase their level of exercise and had started to think much more about what a healthy, nutritious meal might be. So some really good things comes from people completing that calculator. It doesn't replace the test that you have with your GP. That's the really important one. But it's actually not a bad way of just doing a little simple check yourself and see if you shouldn't get across to your doctor.
No worries. Well, Imelda, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Really appreciate the time. Thanks, Jordan.
There's Imelda Lynch, CEO of Heart Foundation SA&T on your Classic It's Breakfast.